The secretary will call the roll.
Elbers, Apel, Bogue, Bros, Brown, Craddock, Dugard, DeHuick, Dennert, Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Hutmacher, Cleveland, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Arnold Brown, Chairman.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. The journal is approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has under consideration Senate Bill 18, amended do pass, and Senate Bill 38, amended do pass. And also, Madam President, the Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it has had under consideration the nomination of Timothy W. Bjorkman of McCook County, Bridgewater, South Dakota, and Jerome B. Lammers of Lake County, Madison, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, and to return the same with the appointment that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said appointments. Barb Evers, Chairman.
Reports of select committees.
Madam President, the Joint Select Committee appointed to make arrangements for a memorial service for deceased former members of the South Dakota House and Senate respectfully reports that they have recommended that the House of Representatives and Senate recess and convene in the House chamber at 3 o'clock on Thursday, January 17th, and that a joint memorial resolution be introduced in their memory by their colleagues in the House of Representatives and Senate. Respectfully submitted, Senators Cheryl Madden, Jim Putnam, and John Reedy, and Representatives Schmidt, Koistra, and Lang.
First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 52, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the resolution of unperformed acts and the administration of subsequently discovered property of an estate. Senate Bill 53, an act to revise certain terms used in the Uniform Probate Code. Senate Bill 54, an act to revise the vote required to authorize a school district bond. Senate Bill 55, an act to revise the circumstances under which certain financial instruments are presumed abandoned. Senate Bill 56, an act to repeal mandated coverage for prostate cancer screening.
The President has made the following committee assignments: Senate Bill 52 and 53 to Judiciary, Senate Bill 54 to Education, Senate Bill 55 to Commerce, and Senate Bill 56 to Health and Human Services. Are there announcements? Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Madam President. A personal privilege, if I may.
That's granted.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, on your desks, when you came back from your lunch, you should have found a nice container with some beautiful blue wrapping around it. And I'd like to explain the situation just a little bit before I introduce these folks. This is coming from the South Dakota Community Family Extension Leaders. A little background quickly. A number of years ago, the feds took a little money away from the states, and as it filtered down into SDSU and some of the extension cooperatives, we had to cut some programs. And one of the programs that was cut was the family community program for the ladies. I'm just here to announce today that a lot of these folks have gone on and done this program on their own. Containers are actually painted tin cans, if you will. I don't want to make light of that, but they're very well done and decorated. These were done by hand by members of the Meade County and Beadle County Extension folks out there. And I'd like the opportunity today to recognize them. Specifically, I'd like to recognize the Vice Chairman of the Meade County, Sunshine Minsloff. If she's in the audience, would she please stand? This is the young lady that is running the Meade County operation, and any other members that might be here from Meade County and the Beadle County, would they please stand and be recognized for this effort? it just goes to show that the citizens do take the initiative to carry on good programs. We're at the meantime trying to fight and get a little more funding and help them out if we can. Madam President, if I may,
please.
Another personal privilege.
Please.
While I'm standing, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, probably today you've noticed a lot of the folks in the alleys, in the corridors. Well, there may have been one in the alley as I came up. I did park in the alley, I guess. A lot of folks in the corridors and the aisles of our Capitol building today wearing the motorcycle attire. This is in recognition of ABATE of South Dakota. There are other clubs here, of course, but ABATE is the prime motivation for coming up here today. ABATE, as you all know, is an acronym that stands for the Brotherhood for Awareness, Training, and Education. These folks are very qualified in asking questions and getting information with regard to safety programs for the motorcycle industry. If you would, Madam President, I would like to introduce those folks in the audience now, and would they please stand? And there are also Christian Motorcycle Association members here today that should be recognized as well. Thank you.
Good. Just stand, please. We do welcome you. Other announcements?
Madam President.
Senator Hamm.
Thank you, Madam President. And I want to extend my apologies to the Meade County people. Senator Cleveland could not be here today. She's my seatmate, so she asked me to be sure and let you know that she was still thinking of you, even if she's not here. Also, I'd like to announce that local government will meet on Monday at 8 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you. Other announcements? Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to announce that I believe the House is trying to get their business done, and they are waiting for the Senate. As soon as we adjourn, that Senator Johnson is over there, and we'll be addressing the joint session.
Good.
Thank you.
Other announcements? Senator Whiting.
Senate Judiciary will meet at 10 o'clock on Monday. Usual place.
Other announcements? Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. Senate State Affairs will meet Monday at 8 o'clock, not 7:45, but 8. Thank you.
And Senator Drake.
Appropriations will meet on Monday again, normal time, green sheets at 8 o'clock, 8:30 we'll hear the budgets, subgroups.
Senator Albers. Thank you.
Health and Human Services will not meet on Monday morning.
Great. We're on our way. Further announcements.
The money.
Hearing none, the House is adjourned and waiting for us. The President will entertain a motion to adjourn. Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. Have a wonderful weekend. The Senate is adjourned.